Darwinism, it's sure shaking up the church.
Answers with Ken Ham, a keynote speaker at next February's Answers for Darwin National Conferences.
Well, here's what I learned about Charles Darwin from my speaking tours of Scotland and England and how it relates to the church. Every time I visit, I'm more shocked than ever at the terrible state of the church. England and Scotland were once solidly Christian nations, but there's hardly any vestige of biblical Christianity left. And many of the churches are extremely liberal and very small. What I've learned from my visits is that what's happened in England and Scotland is occurring in countries like America, and for the same reasons. We have to wake up. What's shaken these nations is what I call the Darwinian earthquake. Church leaders have believed in millions of years of evolution and compromised the Word of God. And by rejecting Genesis's history, the church itself destroyed the foundations of its own Christian doctrine. You know, sadly, the Christian structure in America, once a great Christian nation, is falling fast. As the church rejects the Bible in favor of millions of years in evolution, the Christian structure will continue to collapse.
Indeed, what's undermining the Christian faith today more than Darwinian evolution? That's the topic of our latest issue of Answers Magazine, coming out right now as Darwin's 200th birthday is around the corner. For some eye-opening reading, send us a gift of any amount and we'll send you this excellent magazine. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.